From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting U.S. media outlets say terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have been testing explosive devices that can be hidden in a laptop and that can evade some commonly used airport security screening methods. The news organizations say the intelligence played a significant role in the Trump administration's recent decision to prohibit travelers flying out of 10 airports in 8 countries in the Middle East and Africa from carrying laptops and other electronic equipment on board in the cabin area. Earlier this month, U.S. government banned laptops and other large electronic devices from the passenger cabin on flights from the United States from 10 airports, including Egypt and Turkey. Britain also took similar measures. The White House sent mixed messages Friday about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's offer to cooperate with congressional investigators looking into contacts between President Trump's campaign advisors and Russia if he is granted immunity from prosecution. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says that the administration is not advising Flynn what to do. Spicer's remark was in contrast to a tweet early in the day from President Trump that agreed Flynn should seek immunity for testifying. Spicer also said the administration is urging people to cooperate with the investigation.
But I think that the interesting thing is if you actually stop for a second and realize what the president's doing, is that he's saying do whatever you have to do to go up, to make it clear what happened, take whatever precaution you want or however your legal counsel advises you.
That's White House spokesman Sean Spicer. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S.